Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum Shots, the only show on the planet that still employs a mongoloid.
We do.
The gentleman in front of me doesn't need an introduction, but you know I'm going to give him one anyway because it's goddamn Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis, mm-hmm. And the waterhead next to us
is...
Oh, hey, guys.
Wait, are your headphones under that?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Are they fucking...
It's funny because your head does look regulation Poseidon size.
Yeah? What does that mean?
You have a water head.
Oh. I do have a big head.
Filled with liquid.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Primarily water.
I feel bad for
you. Yeah. He was like, say something funny.
Water.
I couldn't come up with anything, bro. What do you want me to do?
Your uncle's jizz. It could be
anything. You could have said just to fool everyone. You could have said knowledge.
I wouldn't have fooled anyone.
My head is big because it's filled with information.
People just turn off their phones and their computers.
They go, okay, fake news.
Yeah. Did you see that tweet about that lady who was mad about the fake news shirt? I had tweeted it.
Oh, yeah. In
Bloomingdale?
She got angry because a store had a shirt written fake news, and she's some reporter for some shitty TV network.
Fake news, yeah.
Yeah, like Pix 11 or some
garbage.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
it's like this is a basically there's a shirt. All it says is fake news, which we should make some and sell. Yeah. So she sees it at Bloomingdale's, takes a picture, and then tweets out, "Bloomingdale, you shouldn't carry this. This is offensive to reporters or whatever." Like everybody's getting offended about anything.
Yeah,
it's so amazing.
You guys want to talk about what's her name there?
Fake news.
Cortez.
What, the Green Deal?
Yeah, bro. That's insane.
Or the tweet that I rammed her down with.
I didn't see that.
I did it earlier during the week. So Cortez went with that Green Deal. She's trying the new Green Deal. She wrote a whole package about how she was presenting it to Congress to change basically get rid of all cars, have all the electric cars, go super green. But a lot of stuff that is impossible to do, right? Like create a new energy efficient way to power stuff. And they're like, what way? And she's like, you know, we have to invent one. And it's weird to put that
how
in a document.
Yeah.
It's weird to put that in a document. And I think it was going to cost like $45 trillion. It's an astronomical thing that doesn't make any sense. Okay.
She should do a deal where people are only allowed one kid. And you have to choose what kid you keep.
Something like, well, you heard what she said about the universal income?
Yeah, that's
she
retarded.
Wants to, you know how Finland tried it and they failed? They tried it for a couple of years. She wants to do... to pay you if you decide that you don't want to contribute to society anymore. So if you decide you don't want to work, you don't want to contribute, we pay you a salary and you do you, buddy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, fucking goddamn.
That's not how society works because then so many people lose incentive.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Like, where are all the Tim Hortons employees going to go after?
Yeah. You know where they're going to go? They're all going to be on Twitch. They're just going to be streaming their video games.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I get the whole idea, though. Seriously, the whole idea behind communism on paper is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
We take care of everyone. But in real life, if you don't have to fight to get stuff, we're just lazy.
Yeah.
Like, why am I going to work 80 hours a week to make money when I know I can just fucking do nothing?
Do nothing, hang around. Save up for 2 months, take a vacation, just live. Yeah, there's no incentive.
Yeah.
That's the thing that people forget about capitalism is that on the one hand, like, oh, well, you know, it drives people. They're working and, you know, you're taking advantage of people who get paid salaries for making the company better and bigger. But that's just how it works, right? You have an idea. You take all the risk, right? No one ever got rich working 9 to 5. That's true. But that's why normally you try to get out of it.
Yeah.
You know, you work hard and you create something that you're proud of. And you live a life where you can contribute. But if you're not contributing at all, because that's what you're doing. You're not contributing anymore. So you're kind of getting out of society. And society, who's working, is still paying you. But you're out of it. You're like, fuck the system. I'll just do whatever I want.
But they should do that, but have like a special island. Like, I don't want to be in society anymore. Okay, then just...
Go hunt for yourself.
So, yeah. Fuck it. If you want to look, there's like, especially here in Canada, especially like northern Quebec, there's so many fucking... forests, like just go live in the woods.
But they wouldn't do that because then they say, oh, it's inhuman. Why would we exile them? They need to be part of our society. But if you don't want to be part of it, you don't want to contribute, then you're not part of the society. I feel like there should be a safety net. I like there's certain parts of socialism, like you take care of people that can't take care of themselves.
Yeah,
I'm
like
all
the
for
disabled.
That. I'm 100% for that. I feel like I should contribute to take care of people that can't or people that just have fallen down on bad times.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all for that. We need to have safety net program. We're in the civilized world.
Yeah. Or like but old people who contributed their whole lives.
Yes. Take care of them.
Take care of them.
I'm with you 100%. I'm not one of those people that says, no, fuck everyone. No, 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 no. I feel like we should take care because we're civilized, right? We're not animals.
Yeah.
But motherfucker, you don't want to contribute. You know, it's like, say, if you go now with your friends, I don't know, you want to wait at a restaurant, Poseidon, okay? And one decides, you know what? I don't want to pay.
I'm not going to get the fuck out of
there. Yeah, you pay for me. What do you? When he has money, he's just like, I don't want
to
contribute. Fuck it. You just pay for me.
I'm not telling him to take the exit.
Exactly. So why in society should somebody who doesn't want to contribute, why are you working 60 hours a week trying to put food on the table? And then someone's like, you know what? I'm going to take the Cortez plan. Just pay me so that I don't have to work.
Because that what's going to happen, since everyone, even people that pretend they're communists, everyone likes money.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's going to work under the table in a plan like that.
The economy's going to implode. Yeah. It's crazy.
No, it's weird. That will never happen. First of all, her plan, that's why she wrote a ridiculous deal so that then she could be like, they refused it because that's what they did. Yeah. They're like, what the fuck is this?
The patriarchy.
Yeah.
Did she talk about the patriarchy?
She does sometimes. She just talked about Donald Trump because everybody made fun of it, including Trump. And then she made fun of him on a tweet. She goes, a guy who can't even read is talking shit about me.
Oh, yeah.
So then I tweeted
her. And
then
you tweeted.
yeah, it's not a real comeback because all you're saying, I go, is that even someone that can't read can read through your bullshit. It's not a real comeback. I mean, the guy who can't read knows that this is shit.
She dissed herself.
Yeah. Like, what are you tweeting?
The dumb guy that can't read knows that you're full of shit.
Yeah. What are you tweeting? You're fighting with fucking waterheads.
She's, I'm sure, though, like the. A lot of people fucking love her.
Yeah, but because it's a good, you know, it's fun to have somebody fresh, somebody young, you know, it's kind of, I don't know, you know what's weird? It's like people who've never heard podcasts before, and then the first person they hear in a podcast is Poseidon. They're like, oh, this is, but it's complete lunacy. It's completely retarded. They're like, oh, this is fresh and new. But look at it.
You're the Cortez of podcasts.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's true. It's just, it's fresh, it's new for people who don't. I liked the fact that she was there initially just as a new face, right? But then I heard her speak.
Young
and I was
blood.
Like, oh, God damn it. Don't we have enough idiots? You know, don't we have it? And also the whole, how come nobody's asking questions about where, like, these people are getting their money? Like, I heard about how much Pelosi's worth, Nancy Pelosi.
How much is she worth?
In the millions.
What?
But she's a public servant. She's been doing that her whole
making like $70,000 a year.
Yeah,
and she's worth $9 million.
It's all these back end deals, you know. It's all scams. But I can't take you fucking seriously.
When can you ever take me seriously? Even if I dress like a fucking businessman, you won't take me seriously.
That's true, actually. You know what? He makes an excellent point. It's just more apparent. The retardation is more apparent today.
Today, yeah. I'm just today. I'm like
you should dress like that at work today.
No.
Yes. And today is when you try that gimmick, try to get people to sign up because they feel bad for you.
Welcome to Avis.
Okay, that's a bit much, Poseidon. That's a bit much. You've offended 97% of our audience right now with that.
Even the unoffendable are like, this guy's too much.
So Rogan had a guy on this week.
From Brazil.
Brazil,
yeah.
Who also got sued for jokes.
Oh, wow.
I started listening to him because Jason texted me. He was like, they're talking about your thing a little. So I started listening to him. I haven't gotten to the part where they talk about me, but the guy's super interesting.
Yeah, I have the clip. I'll send you the clip
when
he's talking about you because it was the one I first got the clip yesterday. I was like, oh, another guy got sued. And then that's when Rogan mentioned you. He's like, yeah, I just had Mike Ward on recently, him too, in Canada.
Yeah, that's I like listening to guys like that are from countries that comment. Like, he started stand-up comedy over there. It didn't exist 16 years ago. That's fucking crazy to me. Like, a country that 16 years ago.
And he's doing stand-up?
Yeah, like, fucking even, like, 16 years ago, Christina Aguilera.
Barely existed.
Yeah, no, but that's really recent.
Yeah.
So he pioneered it?
Yeah, he's like the Lenny Bruce. Oh,
yeah,
he's the OG of Brazil.
Yeah, he's
of Brazil comedy. Yeah, Brazil. The OG of Brazil is someone with an AK-47.
Or as we say, Brazil.
Brazil. He one thing he said that's funny is because he was offending everyone. Everybody's like they're getting really PC like everywhere else, right? So they're getting offended. But he goes, he's lucky now in the States because anything he says that's crazy, they're like, oh, well, he's an immigrant. It's fine. He doesn't know yet. And he's getting away with it.
That's funny.
But he said that joke on there, which I heard in this. I guess somebody told me about him in the summer because I remember the N-word. I don't know if you heard that. He goes, the first thing people told me, he said on Joe Rogan yesterday, when I came to this country, is the only thing you can't say is the N-word. And I was like, oh, fuck, okay. But they never told me what the N-word was, he goes. So it's been 2 years now. I just don't say any words with N, he goes, because I was really nervous. And then this gay guy approached me, and he's like, can I fuck you in the ass? And I was like, maybe. And I was like, that's a funny joke. That's
He said on Rogan. That is actually funny, yeah.
That's a funny joke. He said, you can't say the N-word, but they didn't tell me what it is.
I can picture that in my head. I'm dying.
And he has a nice character, the guy.
Yeah, I liked him. Like, he was very funny and charming. And he didn't... oftentimes, when an immigrant comes to America and does stand-up, they're a character, like a Yakov Smirnoff. Yeah. But he seems like a real dude, but with an accent.
Like us. Yeah, I mean, exactly. We have accents that we can't hear.
Yeah.
People tell me about all the time.
We have that Park Extra accent.
That's me and you, but you have it much hairier than I do now.
Yeah, hairier or heavier?
Heavier.
You have a hairier.
You also have a hairier accent.
Accent is heavy. Yours is hairy.
Yeah. There's hair growing on my tongue. Just that.
Sasquatch. Mike doesn't. Mike's interesting because he grew up in Quebec City, and he doesn't have.
It's true, eh?
But you're very strange because
I have some words I say that only French people use, and I have a weird accent that you listen to me and you're like.
You can't pinpoint it.
No, no one knows where I'm from.
I've been told by clients that I have like a sort of like a Bronx accent, like New Yorker style.
No, it's not New York. It's Bronx. Just heavy. Yeah, no,
and I like that they picked the poorest part of New York, the shittiest part of New York,
Brooklyn.
Like you said Bronx.
Yeah,
said
I know, Bronx. Yeah, I know. I know.
Brooklyn now is shaping up.
I'm saying.
Yeah, they have the Barclays Center.
Yeah,
you're saying Queens. Just stop.
Just saying neighborhoods.
Same words. He's like, geography. I don't know where anything is. Yeah. He's like, yo, the best borough in New York, everyone knows, is New Jersey.
Wait, isn't New Jersey like across the river?
New Jersey, it's his own state too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
did
really?
You see? You didn't know?
You didn't know?
No,
New Jersey,
I swear to God.
I thought
New Jersey was like a... Like an annexed part of New York.
An annexed part. Yeah, during the war. during the
Civil War, bro. Yeah.
They gave Israel to the Jews. Yeah. And they gave Jersey to the fucking people from the Bronx.
Yeah. The War of the Hudson. The Hudson War. No, New Jersey is its own. It's the Garden State. It's its own state.
Oh, cool.
You didn't know that?
No.
Interesting.
I'm not a...
Long Island is it? Rhode Island is its own state, too.
That I knew.
Yeah.
That I knew because of Family Guy.
Oh, yeah, okay. But Rhode Island and Long Island are not the same thing. You know?
I know,
okay,
I know.
Okay, okay.
Is Long Island a city or a state? Or a...
Isn't it like an area?
Area.
Like a...
It's the longest island on the planet, sir.
You think so?
It's 4,000 miles long.
Yeah.
It starts right next to New York City, and it ends in Antarctica.
Yeah.
It does. That's where the islanders used to play. But it was too far.
Isn't it funny that the Islanders fucking they move them? They're no like they play now. Don't they play at the Barclays Center also
in Brooklyn? Yeah,
yeah.
I went to see them in Brooklyn, and it was fucking horrible because they can't fill the arena. So like, there's part of the arena that they just put a curtain.
Oh, I hate it when I see that.
And you're like, this is so sad.
It is sad.
And they've done that to me. Like, oftentimes I do shows in rooms that were too big. And they were like, look, it's a 4,000-seater, but we set it up for 800 people.
What?
And no one's going to notice. And then you're like, yeah, but there's a fucking curtain. There was one room I did. It was a 4,000-seater, and they set it up for 600 people. And you had to walk, and you'd see the empty seats, and you'd see the back of the curtain. And then you'd go through, and it was the saddest thing. And I was like,
just leave it open. You're not fooling anyone.
Yeah, just I'd rather play in a fucking empty room than a room that makes it feel like, hey, Mike is super popular, too.
Yeah, we had to get rid of seats in this place. Yeah.
Not just that.
We had to sell seats to get him in here.
It would be a lot more comfortable for people if you just left the whole thing open.
Yeah.
Everyone would sort of just sit wherever they wanted.
Yeah, but that's not good for comedy.
I did the
That's not good. They're not watching a movie. So for comedy, you want them to be together and laughing. Yeah, you don't want one guy on the rafters, one guy that you're just talking to eight random people.
Just one guy going, aha!
But I went to watch Mike on his Saturday show at Club Soda, the French one. Fucking from beginning to end. I was telling you on the live stream. Everybody was having a good time.
Insane
ambiance. Insane attendance.
Fucking... The crowd was so good.
It was like watching a, it was like a soccer game, like a Turkish soccer game, let's say. Like you could feel everyone because they were so close and it was all super packed. Like I went next to the stage, like, a, you know, from right there. I sat right there so I could watch them. And everyone from beginning to end was like fucking making noises and clapping.
Speaking of Turkish soccer games.
Yeah, we weren't, but okay.
Turkey is a state.
I got into an accident.
Oh, did you?
What?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me. With
Turk hit me.
Where?
It's nothing major. On Acadie.
When? You know,
I was going straight.
Today?
On Thursday, last week.
You never told me this. We hung out. We had cake together.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. It slipped my mind, I guess.
Yeah, we had cake together.
We bonded over cake.
We didn't bond. Actually, I was yelling at him at the cake place.
That's true, he was yelling at
me. He was being so annoying.
I kept fingering the cake, that's why.
No, he was actually being annoying. Every time, so I went with him, my girlfriend, to Rockaberry's, the cheesecake place. And every time, I've been with him maybe 5 times over there. He's come with us like a lot. Every single time we go there, I have the same. It's like I'm living in Groundhog Day. Remember the movie?
Yeah.
Every time he sits down and I go, I know he's going to ask again. He takes the menu. He's like, whoa, cheesecake lasagna? Lasagna cheesecake? What is this?
Chocolate lasagna.
No, it's lasagna cheesecake. It's all cheesecakes there. So he's like, what is this? So every time he asks the same thing. And every time we always have the same situation where he gets, he's like, oh, this is amazing. It's not really lasagna. So he every single time. So we go there, and in my head, I thought about it. I go, he's not gonna ask again. He's like, what the fuck, lasagna cheesecake? What is that? So I look at him. I go, it's not actual cheesecake. It's not actual lasagna. It's cheese. Oh, I wonder if it's good. I go, it is good. You get it every single time. You like it. So
is that what he gets?
That's
too?
What he gets. That's what he
not
always
only
gets.
That
he's
he
been getting
that
the past 5 times. Yeah. So now he doubled down on the stupidity. So he goes, he freaks out. So I start getting frustrated. The second I hear him say, cheesecake, lasagna, I'm like, oh, not again, not this again. And then he's like, oh, I tell him, I explain, he's already gotten. He's like, I don't think I've gotten this before, right, whatever. So he goes to order, the waiter comes. What does he say? They only serve cakes. He's like, y'all have the lasagna, but the cake one, eh? And then the guy looks at him, like, the guy has to put his pen down and goes like this. We don't serve any other kind of lasagna here. Like, the guy had to be like,
well, no,
there's no way this guy is this fucking stupid.
They also have a regular menu with sandwiches.
They do not serve lasagna, bro. They do not serve lasagna.
You never know. I never read the rest of the menu. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
The you guy, have to be
just,
precise.
The guy actually had to put his pen away. He's like, we don't serve any other kind of lasagna, sir. Like, just to be like this fucking criminally insane idiot. So finally he comes. He takes one bite. Oh, bro, I have already had this. I have this all the time. I wanted to kill him. It's the same. Every time we go there, it's the same fucking thing. But you were saying a Turkish man attacked you.
Oh, yeah. So I was going straight, and he was in a...
Already, that's fake news, bro. Yeah. You haven't been straight
you
since the
80s. You were going gay. You've been going gay since the day I met you.
So I was going straight. I was in my lane, and this guy was in his lane. But
very attractive.
There was a solid line. I go to pass, and like...
Wait,
as I'm
you try to pass him through a solid line?
No. I'm going straight, bro. I'm in the lane.
Yeah.
I've been in the lane the whole time.
Yeah.
As I pass him, he tries to get out of his lane.
Okay, none of this is making any sense. So you're in two separate lanes?
No, I'm on one lane.
No, but where is he?
In the middle one.
So he's not with you on the same lane?
No.
So you got to say that, because what you're saying doesn't make sense. You're saying that you're in the same lane, and that you try to pass him,
no,
like,
I'm
what,
in
jump
the,
over
I'm
him?
In the right lane. He's in the middle lane.
Okay.
And as I pass him,
so
he
you
goes
were passing a guy in the slow lane. You were in the slow lane.
Well, no, because there was traffic.
Okay.
So
traffic, you're going straight?
And he was waiting to enter. I was going to Timmy's to get coffee and go to work.
He was waiting to enter or he was waiting to...
He was waiting to enter the highway, but I guess he got impatient and he goes to get out to cut in front of everyone.
Jeez, no,
and he hit me.
Sense. Okay. And he hit you?
Yeah.
And then what happened? He ran away?
No, I pulled him over. I called the insurance already. It's taken
Jesus
care of.
Jesus Christ. And what happened? Did you yell at him?
I've been doing this thing where I try to keep calm
in
situations
until
like this.
Until you found out he was Turkish? You're like,
even,
listen,
no,
sir.
Even when I found out he was Turkish,
he's like, listen, sir, these things happen. The guy's like, I know where I'm from, Turkey. It happens all the time. What did you say?
No.
He's a nice guy.
He was all right. He doesn't speak a word of English or French.
Oh, he's not the. I had a Turkish Uber driver when I got back from.
How did you talk to him? You don't
he
speak
speaks,
Turk?
Well, he speaks very little French. Which is weird, because you'd think he'd speak English.
Are you friends now? Are you guys going to write a sitcom together?
No. Fuck him, bro. He has to call my insurance, the piece of shit, because it's his fault.
He's not going to call insurance.
I told him, call my fucking insurance right now. I'm going to pull up at your place, I told him.
And since he doesn't speak French or English, all he heard was... Bah, 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 bah,
yeah, he's
bah,
like,
bah, bah.
Thank you, buddy.
Well, he had a translator on the phone.
He had a translator on the phone?
Yeah. God damn.
Who are we giving licenses to?
Bro, I don't know, bro. So I get out of the car...
Okay, so this for the eye test. What letter is that?
A.
Yeah, you need a fucking, you need to be able speak. To speak
it's,
a little.
It's fucking crazy.
He speaks very like broken French, like. Like I said a basic word in French the other day. I was like, quoi? He was like, what? I was like, whatever. Just call the fucking insurance, I told him.
Do you think he understood that? Or the
has he called the insurance?
I don't know. I have to call my insurances now. I'm going to talk to them. I'm going to be like, yo, what's going on with this piece of shit?
This is
going to
be fun. I feel like this is going to be another one of those Poseidon frustrating adventures where nothing goes his way, where he's just arguing with a Turkish man over the phone. Do you know where he lives?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
I went to the Timmy's next to his house.
Where? Oh, does he live close by?
In Anjou.
Wait, listen, Anjou.
It's 15 minutes away. Don't worry about it. But
wait, so you went and hung out to a Timor's next to his house just to prove to him?
No.
Look outside the window, Hassan.
We had to
drinking coffee.
We had to fill out the what's it called?
The form together.
Yeah, the constamiab.
Oh, so cute.
And yeah, so I do this thing where I try to keep calm, and I got.
Bro, may I do this thing, okay? Where I don't murder nobody. I go to work on time. I do this thing, bro. It's called life.
No, so I get out of the car.
I did this thing where I punch no one. It's fucking zen as fuck.
We pulled over to the side, and I got out, and I was about to freak out. And I go to him, are you fucking stupid? I go to him.
I am Turkish. So.
I do this thing where I try to keep calm. Are you stupid or something?
Well, that's how he's like, how did you find out he's Turkish? He's like, are you fucking stupid or something? He's like, I'm Turkish, sir. He's like, all right, way to answer.
So then he goes, son, he starts freaking out and he goes, oh, I don't care. Call police.
I don't know how you kept your cool.
Fucker.
Yeah, he fucks you and then he's like, I don't care. I would have fucking kicked the shit out of
him. And then I'm like, ooh, I should murder you in front of all these people, right? I was like,
was there a lot of damage?
No, it's very little.
So like, you know what I would have done? I would have beat the shit out of him and then pay for the thing myself.
Did you say the thing that you should murder him in front? Like there were actual witnesses?
No, there's people around.
Okay.
I should murder this guy.
No, but not actually murder him, but like I felt like giving him a beating. So I cooled down. I go, I took a breath. I go, no, look, there's no need for police. I go, am I going to like
mafia mode?
Yeah.
Were you wearing your headphones under your hoodie?
I was in a suit.
Were you in retard mode?
I was in a suit. I was in a suit.
Okay.
And I go, no. Pas besoin de police. Well, I don't know why I'm speaking in French, goddammit.
I don't know why you're speaking.
You need an interpreter.
Yeah.
I go to him, no.
We don't need no police, sir.
There's no need for police. Don't worry about it. Give me your license. I go to him. And he got scared. He was like, what the fuck?
How big was he?
He's a small man.
Like 5'5"?
Fuck. This guy came
and
here.
And you're 6'3"?
Yeah.
He tried to escape the tyranny of Sultan Erdogan.
He escaped his country to have a fucking giant.
He tried to run away initially, by the way. He tried to do a hit and run, and I blocked him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what a fucking little. Yeah.
I would have followed him home.
Huh?
Yeah.
But I blocked him, and I go, no. I go, move over to the fucking side, motherfucker. So whatever, I took his license down, and I go to him, oh, okay, I'm going to call you to fill out the form. I called him on the spot to see if.
Can I just say something right now? Because I don't want to sit here and just talk about the traffic report. There's something that shocks me. So I've seen you go more crazy when people are reasonable with you, like when that woman hit your car, even though she was at fault, but she was a bit more reasonable. I've seen you go more crazy. This guy attempted a hit and run, basically is telling you to go fuck himself. He's not calling the insurance. And you reacted zen-like to him. You fucking shock me. A woman T-bones you, and yes, she's at fault. She's trying to tell you, look, I'm sorry I fucked up. And you're like, you fucking... All-. You go crazy. This guy tries to hit and run. And you're like, I'm going to be reasonable with this, it's man, because good. I'm trying a new thing.
No. It just happens, the time frame, it just happens to be now that I'm trying to always keep my cool in situations. You know, I'm just trying to relax.
Is this because of you lost your court case?
Is this because
you lost the court case and you don't want to take any chances?
What do you mean?
Is this because you lost the court case? You're like, you're scared to lose?
No, I lost the court case the day after.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you lost that court case?
Yeah, whatever.
So hold on a second.
I want to hear about the court case.
I want to hear about the court case, but also, you gave the universe good zen.
Yeah.
And the next day, the universe is like, eat a dick.
Yeah, basically. So, anyways, I've just been doing because... But had he hit me from, like, last summer, if it was him
you
instead of the chick,
murdered
I think
him.
I would have... Yeah, I would have been in jail. But yeah, I'm just trying to... Don't just...
So what happened? Because your court case, wasn't your lawyer that lawyer supposed to fix everything?
No. I didn't go to him after because he tried to extort me. The piece of shit. And
So you defended yourself?
Yeah,
poorly. I had a witness. He defended himself quite poorly.
I defended myself well.
Did you have a lawyer or an interpreter?
The Uber ticket that I won.
You won it?
Yeah.
Nice.
I had less proof.
Yeah, but here's the problem: is that the judge, he already told me the story. The judge didn't like him from the beginning, so he knew he was gonna lose when he started talking to her. He's like, "Oh fuck!" And she kept trying to poke the bear.
Yeah, but I kept my cool. I was like, no, and everything on the ticket, I proved her wrong that the cop was lying.
And she didn't care.
She didn't care. She goes, no, you haven't raised reasonable doubt.
Do you want to remind the people listening that don't follow your life what the ticket was for?
It was speeding.
And then you fought it. And then you had some lawyer that said he could fix it. But then he said, give me $100. And then...
No, I never spoke to that lawyer about that ticket.
Because okay. The other tickets he had with that lawyer, the lawyer said it'll cost you this much money to fix it. So he paid him. And then he goes, okay, now that I fixed it, you owe me a bit more, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, what? That's not the deal we had. He's like, well, it's the new deal. And Poseidon's like, oh, I'll fucking new deal your face. So he can't go back there anymore. So
he blocked
now,
my number.
The weird thing, he blocked his number. So the lawyer treats him like an angry ex. So... The weird thing with this ticket now, what I didn't like, is that for some reason they kept repeating that the cop was with her door open on the highway with a radar gun and her legs out. They kept mentioning she was there with her legs spread out. Like, why is that part of the court case? What do I care if she's fucking airing out her pussy? Like, what does that matter? Like, why? I don't understand. Her legs were out. Like, that makes it more valid because her legs were out. Like, basically, she felt the speed from the wind. And like, also, this is so crazy.
Also, and why would she stick her legs out?
Yeah, it doesn't. Like, none of this makes any sense.
Another thing they told me was, oh, you couldn't give us distances based on meters. But the guy before me was contesting the same ticket from the same bitch.
Yeah, the same.
In February last year, in that same time span, she gave like a bunch of tickets to a bunch of people for double the speed limit.
Yeah, this is suspicious. This sounds like a scam.
I mentioned this.
This sounds like a scam. And I've been in that. I've been in your shoes. Remember the scam that
I've been in?
And the judge let me go. The judge's like, yeah, it is a little suspicious.
Well, that was for the light, no?
No, there was a light one. But that was when we went together. But there was one before where they kept giving me. They gave me a ticket for parking somewhere I'm not supposed to park. Right? So what I did is I took pictures, because the time I got a ticket, I took pictures of the signs. And I go, where the fuck does it say I can't park? And then, are you sure you took that at the same place? And then I had a Google map thing of the entire street, the entire block. I go, it's the only fucking sign on the whole block. Everyone in front of me and behind me has the same rights. Why did we get fucking tickets? I go, and then the judge's like, how long has that sign been there? I go, I don't know. You're the fucking city. It's not a new sign. And they let me go.
Do you think the judge didn't like you because it was a woman cop? And
she felt threatened by your toxic masculinity?
No, the woman cop was like a fucking boar. You know that pig from Good and Evil?
Oh, yeah.
That's what she looked like.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she was not...
It's a little disrespectful.
Not a little
but
lady.
But it's true.
They're called bull dykes.
Big, fat pig.
Yeah. You know? I guess, I don't know, the judges didn't like me, bro. I don't know what to tell you.
It's a little disrespectful. Called a pig, it's called a bull dyke. Like...
So yeah, like every argument, and because the guy that went up before me, he gave distances in meters.
Yeah, we read
the judge this. The judge told him, she goes, "Oh, you don't have, you can't measure meters with your eyesight."
Yeah, you're not. So then when he went up, he's like, "I won't mention meters." She's like, "How many meters?" He's like, "I don't want to lie. I can't mention meters." She's like, "Huh? Well, if you can't mention meters, that means you're lying." So he's like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah. and at some point, and she's like, "You haven't raised reasonable doubt." And when she said that, I was like, "Excuse me." I haven't raised reasonable doubt. I'm like, your prosecutor, when she was giving her arguments, bro, the lady
was shaking.
Bro, like reading the paper, like, and
yeah, because everyone knows it's a farce.
I was like, because your prosecutor thought she was going to lose. Are you sure I haven't raised reasonable doubt? And anyways, whatever.
You think that's why she was shaking and not the Parkinson's?
Yeah.
She might have had.
No, she was a young woman, bro. She was a young woman.
So young people have Parkinson's too.
No, they don't.
Fucking Michael J. Fox.
Isn't that old people disease?
Yeah. Michael J.
No,
Fox.
No, it's not old people disease. You never. And now I think they're discovering that it's some kind of chemical too. It could be shitty food that we're eating. Something we're putting in the food that's fucking people. Depends on how your body takes. Oh, another side thing that I found. I don't know if it's true. So if you know. You know the umbilical cord? So apparently most animals, they let it, like after a half hour, it comes out naturally or whatever. But you know us, we cut it right away.
Yeah.
Apparently you're not supposed to cut it right away because there's like vital stem cells and oxygen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it'll make the baby a lot stronger and resistant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's what I don't know how true it is, but it makes sense. Why do you think babies can breathe underwater? Yeah. They could get born underwater.
How long do you think it takes though to break naturally?
They said about a half hour.
That's a long time. That's a long time. To have a fucking
cord on your
a
fetus.
A cord coming out of your penis.
Okay, maybe wait 5 minutes.
Or coming out of your vagina.
Penis. Maybe wait five
no, it's
minutes.
It's out of the belly button.
Bro. No, I know, but the woman.
The woman, it's
oh.
Not.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wasn't I attached to my mom's belly button? No, sir, you were not. I don't know, maybe leave it for 5-10 minutes, let it get those stem cells, because stem cells, from what we know, is badass.
Yeah.
I'm seeing all these people get healed.
But it's like that theory with...
A theory.
You know why a lot of people get affected with diseases, not like especially in the city, they get sick, cancer, is apparently, the earth has like...
Flat?
It's rejuvenating.
It's trying to kill us.
So when your feet touch soil...
Oh, no. I know what you're saying. You have to be grounded. They say that you should touch bare feet to soil as much as you can because it has rejuvenating properties for humans, which would explain
why I'm in Greece.
No.
When I'm in Greece, I feel amazing.
Because that's one thing. Yeah, it could give you energy, but it doesn't explain the diseases. The diseases can't all that. The reason is because we're fucking eating toxins.
Well, yeah, that's
true. We're smoking. We're putting fucking hormones in our food. That, you can't blame not touching your fucking feet to the ground.
No, I'm not blaming it. I know a
couple of homeless guys who are always barefoot. They're sick
they
as
have
fuck.
Zero cancer, though.
Yeah, zero cancer. So yeah,
how many homeless guys do you know with cancer? Zero.
Zero.
For real.
Yeah,
that might be. You might be onto something. It might be like, look, sir, you have two options. You got chemotherapy or take your socks off.
And the guy's like, give me the chemo. What am I, a barbarian? Give me the chemo.
So when you're in Greece, you're walking around barefoot the whole time.
No, just I'm always at the beach.
That's why he's not allowed to go there anymore.
No, I'm always at the beach.
Okay.
That's why.
No, but that
my
means
my feet are in the sand. It feels good.
But it feels good because you're at the beach.
Yeah, he doesn't get it. He's like, I feel so good. You know what it is? The rejuvenating properties of the sand. No, it's because you're relaxing on a beach. You say what?
And you're not working. You're drinking. There's sun. There's water. Yeah. There's women in bikinis. I think it's the feet.
And with that mental note, that's it. That's the shot for this week.
That is.
Remember that you can still catch, if you're in Montreal, Mike Ward, all his friend shows at Club Soda, as long as you get a date where there's still tickets available. Not that many tickets left, but no. I got to see the show live, so my advertising right now is legitimate. Fucking hilarious. I had a good time from beginning to end, and I haven't heard French comedy in the longest time, and I had a fucking brilliant time.
If you don't speak French, there's a Turkish interpreter that it's 2-for-1.
Yeah,
bring your little Turkish lady.
He also coincidentally does the valet in French, so he'll take great care of your car. MikeWard.ca is the website for Mike Ward. You get his tour dates. You get access to all of his podcasts. PantelisComedy.com is my website. That's where you get the same stuff. For me, we each have stuff on YouTube. Check that out. Compound Media for full episodes. Use promo code Canada20, that's Canada20, to get yourself 20% off.
And there's
off.
Free Mondays now.
There's free Mondays now. I don't know for how long it's going to go. So if you go on Mondays to Compound Media, all the shows that air on Monday are free. So you can watch them live and see what Compound Media is all about. Poseidon, where are they going to find you? In a mental hospital.
I was going to say cave.
How is that too?
Rejuvenating.
Rejuvenating his feet. Thank you guys for listening.